Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Blunt back at it again, man. What is going on with DJ Envy? It seems like he's caught up in some kind of real estate Ponzi scheme. So allegedly, because it's still going on in the courts, or about to be going in the courts with people putting lawsuits against him and his boy that he's supposedly been promoting the endeavors for on his radio show, The Breakfast Club. Apparently, people been investing money and not seeing any kind of return. And he's just not responding. So I was watching one program where they were saying that one property had three different investors with over $200,000. And there's other properties where they do the same. But nobody's seeing any return. One dude did see a return. He said he invested like $60,000 and got back some money on the first term. But then he reinvested in something else and he got nothing back. My thing is, DJ Envy saying that, you know, they're not giving him the money. It's going to the other guy. I forgot the other guy's name, but you can look it up. And he's like, he lost money himself. He lost over $500,000 because he invested in the school in Patterson that was supposed to be turned into apartments, and nothing happened with that. He lost out on money. So, but they're like, well, why don't you come out and say something? Because there's other people that's getting scammed and everything. And there's no comment. His lawyer's like, he's a victim himself. And it's too much going on right now for him to say anything. This, you know, it's just bullshit. It's bullshit. Because if you know that it's a scam, if you got scammed yourself, you have the radio, you can say, listen, don't fuck with this dude. I've been promoting this, blah, blah, blah. Don't fuck with it, man. It turns out it's a fucking lie, some kind of scam. Don't waste your money. You have the power to do that. Why not do that? Why not do that? Because you're part of that shit. If you ain't coming out and saying nothing, then you're complicit in it. Because there's going to be other people still coming around and investing. And the bad thing is, almost everybody they interview, I watch some crap on YouTube, almost everybody they interview said they would have never interviewed unless, you know, they would have never invested if it wasn't for DJ Envy promoting it. So he's the main cause of these people getting scammed, and his boy know it. He used Envy, you know, his status, his celebrity, to get the word out there so people feel comfortable with Envy enough to invest. They thought they was going to make money. He was pushing. So if you know that you're the catalyst, then you got to squash that shit. Because people are losing money. So now people bringing lawsuits against him. That's what you get. That's what you get for promoting that dumb shit. And not knowing that, you know, even if you didn't know and you promoted it, now you know. So unpromote that shit. But nah, see, this is what they do, man. Like, I kind of feel like he had his hand in that shit too, you know? So, man, just be careful out there, man. Especially when it comes to big money thing. It's so many scammers, man. And them motherfuckers don't sleep. All they want is your money. So be careful when you want to invest in certain things. Do your own diligence, man. And it's not just Google. You got to go out, you got to talk to people in the field, heads of people that's been practicing this stuff for years. You know, try to get some time, try to get some advice from them. You know, if you happen to know somebody, that's even better. But you got to do your own due diligence, man. You got to put the time in. You got to research. I hate to say that because they've been using that word so much lately, it run into the ground. But just make sure when you do the research that you know the resources are on point. So yeah, DJ Envy, fuck you, man. Fuck you for not for not stepping up to the plate and saying, I was wrong, this is fucked up, this is a scam, don't invest, man. I said all that stuff, man. This is, I lost money, this, that, and dirt, don't invest, or be careful. You know, at least tell them be careful when you invest in, man. Hold on to your money till you know it's something for sure, you know. Even then, you got to be willing to have money that, when you invest, they tell you, you got to be willing to lose that money. You can't count on that. When you invest money, it's got to be money that you're willing to lose. Because there's a, you know, there's a high chance that that's what's going to happen. And then when you got scammers, that's almost guaranteed when it's a scammer involved. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, do your due diligence. And before you invest, make sure that's money that you're not afraid to lose. It's not going to hurt you if you lose it. And, you know, be careful out there, guys. It's your boy. See you in the next one.